This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. China's economy grew 8.1% last year. That's according to government figures that came out today. Some of that growth was pushed by exports to Americans, you know, being stuck indoors and buying more electronics and things for the home. Now, inside China, retail sales grew 12.5% from the previous year. But the country's consumer spending isn't actually as robust as it seems. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak explains.
China's National Statistics Bureau says retail sales only increased by 3.9% last year if you compare it to pre-pandemic figures in 2019. Consumer spending has been sluggish since the summer, in part because there were mass layoffs in sectors like education. And then there's China's zero COVID policy. Entire cities have gone into lockdown for just a handful of cases. Travel has become unpredictable, and so Chinese consumers stayed put. Restaurants and catering sales went up by 18.6%. Unlike the U.S., consumers in China have not been handed money by their government. Those in low-skilled jobs are most vulnerable because a sudden lockdown can cut their monthly wages in half. It'll be hard to get consumers to spend more this year. Property sales remain weak, and that affects everything in China. Plus, the Omicron variant has been detected in several cities. People are now being discouraged from traveling to their hometowns for the upcoming Lunar New Year holiday, normally peak consumption time. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.